another episode of Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Magwanganya, and today we are diving into the inspiring journey of a young leader who is making waves in the education space. Our guest is Ndombotolo Jack, founder, organizer, and CEO of Intellectual Minds Academy. She's not only an advocate for educated youth, but also an entrepreneur at heart, with an academic record that includes distinctions in mathematics and an average of 80% in matric. She's proved that hard work, determination, and vision can create real opportunities for others. Stay tuned.
And when I started it, the main vision behind it, when I was in high school, I got distinctions in my major subjects. I had to push very hard when I was in high school. I'm a child okulele ebobosini, ndikulele eqaqalo kwaZakhele, Silvertown, as many know it. So my parents had me, babe bangcinci kakhulu when they had me. And they decided that, okay, we've done this, we've brought a child into our lives, so we will try and give this child the best that we can. And the best that they knew was e-education. So they invested in my education. They didn't get themselves a house, they didn't get themselves a vehicle, a car, or anything of that sort. But God has to sacrifice all those things and just ensure that Lumdana gets well educated. And obviously, again, knowing where I come from and the amount of sacrifice that had been put into education, I took it upon myself to ensure that I give it my all. And I knew that my parents wouldn't have the finances or resources to take me to university. So I had to ensure Bandi found that to an extent that I qualify for the bursaries and I qualify for the course that I want. Because they won't have the money to take me through that. So that is where education stemmed from me. My parents, they very much invested when it comes to indoor education. They are true believers of an educated youth, an educated child, an educated future will bring forth the best results for umdana, the best results for economy. So the inheritor from Bona, into your tandem fundo, and I've seen it come to fruition through me. Because as in the founder, obviously, people have different drives. People have different reasons for doing things, and depending on what your reason for doing something, that is when you find the urge to push even harder. So mine was that, but I knew I do not want to die in one. So another thing is that where you come from should not determine where you're going. That is a saying that we hear a lot, and it depends on each individual where you're going. So because this kulele bobosini, it doesn't mean I should sit in my corner and say, now I was born under circumstances that are not very much preferable. I was born under circumstances that are not best. Okay, yeah, you were, but what are you doing about it? You know? So that is where everything came from for him now. So in my push, I managed to get an average of 80% when I was in matric. Distinctions in my major subjects, including maths. Now, being a person that loved business studies, I got a 93% in business studies. So now I am at varsity, and being somebody also get luxury in area where the circumstances so you'll find that in another home. The only source of income imali grant. Now you see this child has great potential to excel and become something academically, but if one's by the institutions that are available to offer academic assistance to kids, they are expensive. Now umakulu no tamkulu lomtana or abazali, even if they're still alive, abanayo imali to actually take this child to these places that charge these prices. So I decided to start a program for a child like me, coming from a similar background, a child that has great academic understanding, but they need the support and coaching. But in Lini back home, the finances are zivomi. So I started the program, trying to give quality services at low and affordable prices to give every child the best chance possible for academically, a chance to get the information that helped me get the marks that I got, that helped me get the entry into university, so that more and more of us can get used to being able to understand emirates love emirates fall
yes.
in love with it
yes.
and be
yes.
able to
yes.
apply our knowledge into it and better our lives
yes.
through education. So that is where the whole dream comes from, wanting to see more and more of me reflected in other kids and making something out of our lives.
Wow. You know, Dr. Claudia, that's such an inspiring foundation, you know. Now I really know that you are passionate about education beyond just your own story, but also you're touching other lives. And now you've spoken about being an advocate for educated youth. From your perspective, what are some of the biggest hurdles young people are facing when it comes to education today, and how is your academy stepping into making a difference?
Hey, there's a lot of what I've realized is that now there's more challenge. And unfortunately, kids are easily influenced both by good and bad things. So it's very nice. It's very important that sibaqine ngezinto ezigood so that you can influence them with good things, because currently bakutona kakhulu izinto ezirongo. And obviously, because their minds they easily gravitate towards whatever is closest to them. So my idea is trying to bring close to them a positivity when it comes to education, by make it fashionable, look at an educated person and say, you know what, that's what I want. So the main thing that we do through Intellectual Minds Academy, we don't just teach the kids, but we also have a mentorship program integrated into extra classes here too. So a mentorship program here to what it entails, for example, I'm doing engineering, another tutor maybe wins the accounting, another tutor wins the IT, another tutor wins the pharmacy, another tutor wins the education, and so on and so forth. For my students, I'm teacher lomdana namna imets, they are my student, but akafuna by engineer yena obalo by accountant. So because of mentorship programs, we are debana with the different tutors from the different faculties. Then they are able to have conversations with different tutors of the things that they are interested in. When, because sometimes we are just as by accountant, accountant. So impossible, man, let dream day for I could as well not give it my all, because there's no one that I relate to, there's no one that I know so how do I know if it's even possible? But now I'm bringing to them people that are actively working towards these things, showing them people and saying, hey, they're your tutor. If you have any questions here, talk to this person. We try and help them understand the importance of education. And also, most importantly, we bring their parents in to try and help them, because a parent also needs to be educated on how to support umdan. So akayazi what it is that is needed in order for umdan makabe effective in imfundo yakhe. Not necessarily means they say maths umdan, not necessarily bandit to understand the algebra. But how can you support umdan? Ensuring umdan, sumbiza for something else, the external, because it's very easy. Ubiza umdan, in front, I only drink. Why should I get up and go my friend? So things like that, trying to make friends understand. But umdan efunda, allow them to be in that zone, because once their mindsets shift, and when they come back so teaching parents about basic things like that, helping them understand their role in education, not necessarily by saying understand the curriculum, but understand how your actions impact umdan, and how you should ensure umdan adheres to the rules of EEE timetables that have been set by themselves, by their teachers, or by their tutors, support in every way possible. So it's things like that we try to get across, because Gendo Duchumdana is not only a one person thing. The child must be as involved as the parent must be as involved as the teacher, and the teacher must also be as involved as both the other two. Should Abekon or Leka Ayogletri Sam, then the parent will be the child.
Yes. No, these are very real. These are very real challenges that you have just mentioned now, and it takes a real courage to tackle them. Actually, so I can imagine running an academy comes with its own set of challenges too. Also,
No,
Oh,
I want and just because at school, like a school in primary, whether you're going to high school or primary, there is a huge gap in South Africa between the parent and the teacher in making the education for the child to be enjoyable or to be something seen that important. International minding with Ngaba, is there anything that is actionable that they are doing towards bridging the gap between the parent and the teacher, or between the parent and the tutor, for the benefit of the child? And if there is, what are those actionable things that you are doing? Or
what we mainly try to do on our side, through a mentorship program, we coach the parent, we coach the child, and we try and have Abantwana understand e-timetables. So while at it, we also tell Abantwana, give them tips of the things that helped us get through to education yet. So how do you focus your time? How do you set up a timetable yako? What should you take into account xa useta a timetable yako? Looking at your report is very important in how you'll structure your timetable. Each person's timetable will be custom depending on where they lack the most. My timetable yam, if I know a maths in the level 2, but business studies in the level 5, then I need to adjust to the time that I invest in maths versus a business. So it's things like that, as a basic, that we try and coach them towards, and also the importance of sacrifice. Everything oifunayo, in order for you to get something, you need to sacrifice. Also, the importance of practice. I always make an example Kuba of sport, because most of my learners, they are very much active in sport at their different schools that they go to. I always tell them that you will see that the players that are signed to the first team will usually be the best players, and those best players will usually be the ones that practice the most. You can be smart, but if you don't practice, that will do you no good. It will do you more harm than good if our practice. Similarly, with talent, when it comes to a sport, it's usually easier for me to explain using a sport because it's something that they love, they relate to. So, with sport, you can have a talent, a baller, but if you don't practice, umuntu that practices constantly will actually be better than umuntu onetalente that does not practice. So same with the academics. You can be smart, but if our practice, the person that practices consistently and daily will outsmart you, or will be better in terms of understanding content in a curriculum than when I was smart. So it's not necessarily about being smart, it's about consistency, sacrificing izinto, and getting your priorities in order.
Well, this is I can you are a person of excellence by just listening to you. I can, because now when I was looking you up, you said something about achieving an 80% average in distinctions, including maths. Can you share some of the study habits and or mindsets that helped you to excel, and maybe how today's students can use those same approaches to excel as you did now?
Well, when it comes to maths, I want to give great credit to my high school teachers, and then for my grade 12, I want to give great credit to Mr. Akun, who was the principal of the school that I went to when I was doing my matric. I'm very inquisitive when it comes to izinto. I want to understand things. I want to know things. I want to see how they work. I want to see how they correlate, how they integrate, and how they come to life. And when it comes to education, that's why we try and make the learners want it rather than forcing it down them. I wanted to be educated. That's why it was easy for me to actually move towards the path of trying my best to understand and excel in the things that I did, in the subjects that I did. When it comes to maths, again, I will emphasize inconsistency. I don't regard myself as a smart person, but I regard myself as a person that knows what they want and that works towards pushing to get what they want. And that's what makes me stand out. Not that in the smart or in the clever. There were learners that were cleverer than me. There were learners that were smarter than me. But the consistency that I put in, that's what made me stand out. That's why I emphasize and I go, you don't have to be smart, because there's this misconception but I am not smart enough, I'm not for maths. No, you just need to want it. You need to have a goal, have a vision, and be hungry for that vision. And be hungry for that vision, because that's when you start chopping. So the main thing that helped me, Kemna, is that I set time apart for in my studies. I knew, like I said initially, I knew Kuchi, my parents don't have money. I knew Ndikulele Ebobosini. And very much I knew Kuchi, I'm funu pukena kule bobos. So I knew my only way out was through education. And because I knew that, I knew where I came from and I knew where I want to go, that made me dedicated to push towards dingame yonke enye into, dingame phone, dingame social networks, dingame going with friends for socializing. Obviously, as a person, you need to socialize. As humans, it's natural that you want to socialize, but you need to cap your time of socializing. You need to prioritize your studies. Timetable, yako, if you must add 20 minutes to socialize, but so socializer uncapped and then ufunde kept, if you hear what I'm saying.
I understand.
That is where prioritizing comes in. You need to go out, you need to have time with your friends. That is what makes us human. But prioritize the time that you use socializing versus the time that you use studying, and that is where excellence will come in. And the consistency, consistency, like with anything in life, sports, if you practice every day, you will be allocated to the first team. You cannot be allocated to the first team and expect to win a match ungakhange practice consistently. Same goes with your studies. You cannot expect to pass the exams ungakhange practice consistently.
Wow, I love this, because this is practical wisdom young people can actually apply. This is practical. I love this. Now let's look a little bit ahead, Anne. If we had if we had this conversation again, maybe in say in 5 years, where would you love to see Intellectual Minds Academy, and what kind of impact do you hope it will have on youth here in South Africa, and maybe even beyond?
When it comes to Intellectual Minds Academy, what I'd love the most is to have a sponsorship so that I can reach even more learners. There's a program that is embedded with U Intellectual Minds Academy that I call U Drop a Shirt. U Drop a Shirt, what I do is I collect shirts zabandwana that they're no longer using. Bandana bakula fast more. So you'll find that umdanu tengulu shirt is inja every year. Not because but because they have outgrown them. So I collect those shirts to distribute to abandona that I need is gold school shirts, school pants, school shoes, and all that. And you can see the level of confidence that it brings in Danin in the Bamakabeno inform era. Because sometimes but so they want to answer this question, they want to lift their hand, but obviously by default, once you lift your hand, because they're waiting to hear what you're gonna say. We are asked what they want to say, but self-conscious, so they end up not lifting their hand because self-esteem. So I'd love to get to a point where I can be able to give abandwana a confidence, not only through academics but also help or have more input when it comes to getting school uniforms as abandwana. Umdana fike klasini, I fike comfortable because they feel as though bayafana nabanye abandwana. I think that is my main priority. And also, if possible, have more learners attend into the program, if we could get sponsorships or investment as time goes by, whereby the prices can be even lower. Just by a certain percentage will be paid for by an external company, and then they only pay a smaller portion, an even smaller portion than what they currently are, so that we can be able to reach even more learners from a wider audience, not only in PE, because currently we're only in PE, but all around South Africa in general, because currently kids that are not in PE, we reach them through e-online lessons, which we cannot do for primary school learners. We abandon basic primary usually need more nurturing than high school kids. So for online classes, we only do e in high school. So that means we
Yes.
can't reach abantwana abase primary in other areas. So another goal or dream would be to be able to have branches outside of PE so that we can have physical and content classes at as many places as possible, help as many learners as possible, and see youth here too gravitating towards education, wanting education, and actually seeing it as something fashionable and as something that should be invested in.
Wow, that is such an exciting vision. As I'm listening to this such a beautiful picture that you are drawing now. Before we wrap up, I'd love to bring it back to you now personally. What keeps you going on a daily basis? Being both an entrepreneur and an education advocate, it takes a lot of passion. It takes a lot of passion. So what drives you personally? What drives you personally? And what message would you like
Personally,
to share with maybe young people who want to do well in school while also chasing their entrepreneurial dreams?
I'm a family-oriented person. What drives me is seeing my family smile, seeing the people that invest in me, in my dreams, in my well-being smile through getting rewards of whatever they put into me. You might have seen on my Facebook page, I extended, I remember I kept on mentioning Bandikulele Bobosini. I extended the moment I got my first permanent job and I fumana a raise in Sibenzin. The first thing that I did was I started saving Lamali and the extended Lumakulam. It was a beautiful project. So
Nice.
she literally cried tears of joy, which was
Yeah,
something
I can
grateful to me
imagine.
because
Wow,
I know
it's
where we
beautiful.
come from. We lived in a house where Kabinetha we'd have to hold our breaths because literally. I know that's a saying, but
Yo,
that was
yo,
a little
yo.
practical thing. If I'm away in the Adlala and it starts raining, I'd need to run home.
Wow,
To ensure
I can
Amanzi,
imagine. Yeah.
our regional, so things like that. So what drives me is see, being able to work hard, being able to make enough so that I can help ifamilyam that had invested in ensuring that I get educated and better my life, that now, but while I'm at it, I pull them with, I make them smile, I help them see what all that investment was worth it, that anibudanga by investing in me. That drives me. And also, everything I do, I love being around my family, everything I achieve, ngasebabe khona, everything I come across, everything I build, ngasebabe part of it, that drives me. Community, dikhuliswe in a very warm and loving home. So it's a place of warmth, and they drive me, they push me, and when I'm done behind, they pull me.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice. Tomocholo, I don't know how to thank you. I thank you very much for sharing your journey and insights with us. It's inspiring to hear from someone who not only excelled academically, but is also creating opportunities for others to do the same thing. I can't wait to see where Intellectual Minds Academy goes from here. I believe it's going to go far, 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 far from what we see now.
That's the
Thank you very
dream,
much.
that's the goal.
For our listeners, I hope you have been as inspired as I have. Ntobotolo reminds us that education and entrepreneurship can go hand in hand, and that with determination, young people can truly change their communities. Thank you for tuning in to Talking Classrooms. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep shining.